Tadami buddhi yoga. What is the meaning?
I give you the intelligence by which you can come.
So I pray that you should give me intelligence so that I may have a praj prem to you and Radhika both. So give me intelligence so that I can receive this prem. If you are not giving, then I will tell that you are going outside of this promise. So you should keep your promise. O Brajendranandan, your feet are always in very pleasure and planning with the best of gopis. So how I can got this service, serving you in these stages? You should give me that kind of buddhi yoga so that I can receive your this thing. Now he is ending this book. He is telling that those who have an idea that Raganuga Bhakti is beyond any Shastra Vidhi. What is the meaning? Beyond the
Shastra
injunctions. Those who are telling this. And those who tell that those who have left every raga, Shastra Vidhi. Shastra Vidhi means the
injunction.
That they have left. They can enter in Raganuga Bhakti. It is not true. How? He has described it. They don't nothing. So, without Shastra, like Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Shastra, this has been written by Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, Narada, Narada Bhakti Sutra, all these things. If we don't follow all these things, then it will create troubles only. They have given here that is law. So we should not follow them. This Raganuga is so to have this Raganuga Bhakti is so difficult for gods also, what to say? General persons. Those who are so much qualified and they have the grace of Guru and Gauranga. For them, I have given this Chandrika the rays of moon of Rag so that they may go, they search the way and they can go by that. If I am something given light and one have some light, then I will think that this my action, prayas manichesta,
endeavor,
is I am safal hua. Safal means I am success in this, writing these books. Yes.
Moonlight is cool, Chandrika is cool, but this makes more hot.
He has told it. Now it is Sital, but afterward, when you have some realization, it will gradually become hot and hot. and hottest. Samapta kiya iska. Okay, question.
You have told that gradually one should know, Gopipa, one should know what is one's name, what is one's age, who are one's parents, where is one born, so many things. At what stage does that come in this? Is Bob, is Prem, then is Prem, all of those, where does that come?
Up till then, we have dharji, dharji,
essence.
We should know that our that qualification has yet not come. And we have no dharya for this. Where adhikar is there and not, all will pass away and we cannot live patiently.
You mentioned when you were reading that one will take when Prem comes, it cannot be within this body. Body cannot tolerate, so one must take birth in Krishna's Prakatila, Sampramanda. So before that time, one is meditating that my age is this, my name is like this.
There must be pure greed. And after coming that greed, God and Guru will arrange this. By arranging this, have surely these things. Anyway. And they will not alive until they know all these things. So pure greed should come. Then there will be no question of quality that whether we are in this stage or not. Krishna will arrange. But we should not do any kalpana. Kalpana means
imagination.
This is our Gaudiya Vaishnava specificity. We should go on. Should know, try to bring Radha and Radha. We will show that Srimati Radhika will. If we arrange for Gop Kumar and that Govardhan Brahman, why she will not arrange for us? She always. He has sent his one of the associates to you to bring up to this stage. Why she will not arrange further? What mercy you have come to bring you, that mercy should also, if you have very strong desire, you must arrange for this. If anyone will not available, he will make in our heart like Chaitya Guru. We should have prayer and strong desire. This is in our custody. And after that, what he is to do, he will do. The next time we will see some slokes of Ramakrishna, it will be very helpful for these things. At this time, we can have this desire also, not more than this. And you come. He is telling by instance that we should know what is Aishwarya and what is Madhurya. What is Aishwarya?
Opulence.
Means?
Opulence means majesty, majestic nature of the Lord, Dwarka, Mathura, and Narayana, Vaikuntha. Worship with awe and reverence.
And Madhurya?
Sweetness, which overpowers the opulence. Sweetness of his pastimes, of his
past. But it will not be sufficient. Only sweet is not madhurya, because we taste some sweet things, but it is not madhurya. With family, we taste something like this. A kishore boy tastes everything, what we call madhurya. But it is not Madhurya. In behind, there should be Aishwarya, affluent. It should be. Without it, Madhurya cannot be. Maha Aishwarya, you know? Maheshwarya. Aishwarya means affluent. So, a great appearance may be or not may be. When Krishna pastimes is going on as in Narlila. Narlila, you know?
Human. Like for humans.
Not passing. Over going. Narlila. Then it is Madhurya. A Maheshwarji may be that Maha opulent may be or not be, no question. But Krishna pastimes should be like Narlila. Then it is Madhurya. And if Maheshwarji is there, Krishna and Krishna Bhakta both are knowing that Krishna is knowing that I am Ishwar, I am God. And that Bhakti is also knowing that he is God. Then it is Maha-Aishwarya. That pastime is going on not like human actions. For instance, we are seeing that Arjuna is Vaidhavata. Not Vaidhavata, but Krishna and Arjuna are fighting. Krishna, Arjuna saw Vishwaroop. When he saw Vishwaroop, he told Krishna, I have done so much offense in your looks. I told you, Sakha, you are God. You are my Aradha. And I have told you, Sakha, and I have ordered you to do a chariot.
You are my chariot.
It is Aishwarya Lila. Because Krishna was in the mood that I am Ishwar. And he showed Arjun his Aishi Roop. Aishi means Ishwar Roop. And Arjun saw that thing and he left his Sakhrabha. So it is Aishwarya Lila. Also, Vasudev and Devaki, when they saw after killing Krishna, Krishna came to them and Balde. They actually began to worship and so much kashta and stuti. Here Krishna also took Kans and killed him. He was in Ishwar bhav. He also knew that I am Ishwar. And they also knew that they are Ishwar. So it is Aishwarya bhav. Krishna went to Govardhan and in holding one finger, she took Govardhan on this finger for 7 days. And Indra came and had done abhishek to Krishna. And Yashoda also heard this. All were assembled and were telling that call Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and say, we should see, say, that you should not believe that Krishna is your son, is God. And you should not kill him, you should not, and bad names should not be given. Don't tell him thief, liar, and all other things. Because it will be offense. Yashoda was so much pleased that his son had taken Govardhan for 7 days. And all are praising to my son. So his breast became so much swollen. And he was so much garva.
Proud.
If a woman hears his children anything good, he becomes so pleased, so he becomes. But he never told that Krishna is God. So it is Madhurya. He knew that this action was not for ordinary person. But yet he has he knew that he is my only child, my son. Other than gopis, when Uddhav came and told them, I have perhaps told you last day that gopis are telling that Krishna in not this, only not in this birth, but also past is Ishwar. Bhagavan. In Ramchandra also he had done so many things. He was very vashibhut to Sita Devi. So they have Ishwar bhav. They knew by Purnima, they are telling that Purnima has told this or Gargacharya has told this. So they knew that Krishna is God, yet they never saw him as a God. Always told that, come on, and my feet is had that red thing has been lost. You should do it. And order so many things. And they are angry to Krishna. If they knew that he has got it, then. But they are angry that behaving Krishna as if Krishna is their own. So here, in the Ishwar bhava, but yet they knew nothing beyond their lover. Only they knew that Krishna is their lover. So it is Madhurya bhava. Now he is telling that So Krishna should know that I am Ishwar. And Bhakta should know that he is Ishwar. Then it is Aishwarya Bhava. And when Krishna unremembers that I am Ishwar, not Ishwar, and Bhakta also knows that he is not Ishwar, but they have an idea that he is God. Yet, they are not behaving him like that, only behaving that as a lover. Then it is Madhurya. So, Krishna is always in Brajbhava, overpowered with prema. That is called Yogamaya. And all actions are, he does all actions by this prema. And this is not against Siddhanta, that Krishna is ordered by prema or overpowered by prema. Because prema and Krishna are same thing. Satchidanandam. And this prema is Swabhav of Krishna. You know Swabhav?
Nature
of Krishna.
Can you say that prema is a Shakti of Krishna or not?
We may say. And Krishna himself, Krishna raso vaisaha, ras is prema. So prema is Krishna and Krishna is prema also. And at the same time, prema is Shakti of Krishna. He is telling that at the time of Rasa Krishna was Sarvajna, because he knew that all gopis wants to love me and to dance with me. He knew. And then he became so many Krishna. And he did what gopis liked. It is Mugdhata. And when he knew that everyone wants to dance with me and to play with me, this is Mugdhata. This is Aishwarya. Sarvagyata. So both at the same time comes. Why comes? Achinta Shakti. Krishna has Achinta Shakti. No thought can be there. These are the qualities of Krishna. Now he is telling that when a man worships Krishna and Radha by Vaidhi Bhakti, when he worshipped Narayan, Ram, and all other fractions of Krishna by Vaidhi Bhakti, he goes to Vaikunth after Siddhi.
What about Rukmini Dwarkadish?
I will tell separately. When Vaidhi Bhakti and regarding Vaikunth, he will, after Siddhi, he will have Vaikunth. Those who have no greed, but want to have Radha and Krishna, and worshipping Radha and Krishna, and doing everything by Vaidhi Bhakti, then where they will go? At Siddhi?
With no greed?
No greed. By Vaidhi Bhakti they are.
By Dwarka.
No relation with Dwarka there.
They're worshipping Radha Krishna.
They want Radha Krishna.
but not great.
Not great. And by Vadhi Bhakti. Then they will have Golok. Golok. Sakya and Parkya they don't know. Only they know Sakya. So Sakya is in Golok. Golok is a vast thing. So many prakoshtas there.
Levels.
So many. So if anyone is worshipping Radha Krishna and wants to
go look.
There is Aishwarya Gyan and Swakiya Bhav. There is no difference between Swakiya and Parkiya there. Only Swakiya Bhav. But Radha Krishna. Like having every kind of Aishwarya there and almost like Narayan, but not Narayan.
I was reading this book, Garga Samhita, and it describes this. And when I was reading, I was thinking, this is like Narayan, but it's Radha and Krishna. But it's not like the Radha and Krishna that we always hear about it in Vrindavan and Gokul. It's a different mood.
Vaikuntha in Gokul is called Goloka. Krishna, Radha and Krishna, like
at first Vaikuntha. Yeah? In Vaikuntha lower, Vaikuntha, Narayan, Ram, all others. Yeah? All 24 avatars are more than there. There comes, after that Ram Lok comes. After that, Ram Loka, Krishna Loka comes. And it begins from Golok. In Golok, there are so many divisions. Golok, Dwarka, Mathura, and then Braj. In lower Golok, only this Swakiya Bhav with Aishwarya Gyan. No love. No greed at all towards Braj Bhav. But they like Radha and Krishna. Like Narayan, they like. Ram, like. But no greed. There is lobh. And worshipping Radha and Krishna, but not in Ragmarga. Understanding? There is lobh of service of Radha and Krishna. And they are worship also Radha and Krishna, but only in Vibhi Marg. Understand? You are very silent.
When Akura took his bath after taking Krishna and Balaram, he was taking them to Mathura. Then he took a bath. Then it said that Krishna showed residents of Vrindavan a vision of Golok.
He only saw Golok, not Braja and Vrindavan.
They saw this Golok.
And this Golok.
Yeah,
Akura also showed, Krishna showed Akura of Vaikuntha.
That this Golok. And this also to Brajavasi also here.
Yes.
Not this.
Not Braja.
This only Golok. In shape of Krishna and Radhika, Yashoda, all were there, but not Braj Bhav. This is. So, having lobh, greed, but by the Vibhi Marg, Radha and Krishna, who is worshipped, then they will go to Dwarka. Why then? Because Radhika is Saptabhama. Chandravali is Rukmini. And here Aishwarya Gyan is there. So Radha and Chandravali with Krishna, Krishna Dwarkadhish, Chandravali and Saptamama will be Srimati Radhika and there, and they are serving there.
So what is the difference between someone who worships who goes to Golok and someone who worships and goes to Dwarka?
They have no law of greed.
So in both fighting in Dwarka there is greed.
They have greed. But they are not sitting as Vaidhi Bhakti. So Radhika becomes Saptabhama, Chandravali becomes Rukmini, and all their assistants become like Dwarka Mahishi. And Krishna, not Krishna himself, same.
Yadav Kumar.
But Yadav Kumar. So they go to Mandir Dwarka. And though has greed of Braj Bhav and worshipping by Radhanga Bhakti. In the guidance of the Rashi Prajavasi, then they will have Prajavasi. It is clear?
Very important.
Very important thing. So, I am not losing time. Without knowing, we cannot have an idea of Prajavasi. You may be deceived. And instead of Braj, we will go to Dwarka or Golok.
This gives us the conviction that we must try for the thing that you are teaching.
Raganda Bhakti. You have to give me Dakshina.
I will give anything.
I am very greedy. I want Dakshina.
You tell me.
I will have to tell me you. So good things. Certainly, we are lucky that we are but discussing all this. I think that by our practicing, 100 lakhs of births can go. It is not so that we will discuss all these things. It is the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. One thing he is telling, we should not worship Radha and Krishna without pastimes. Understand? Without pastimes, if we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, a very simple thing can be achieved. So Rupa Goswami has told, by chanting Krishna name, and by remembering the pastimes, both should be amalgamated,
amalgamated.
And then it will be thus. If sugar is there and water is there, no mixing, no rush. So both should be mixed. Then it will be rush. So, what kind of pastime? Only with gopis. If a man has greed for that thing, you are writing? For them, Krishna is with always with Hladini Shakti. And Radhika is Hladini Shakti also. Sarup Shakti also. But yet, we should not remember Radha Krishna without pastimes. Because if we will not do, then Radhani Shakti will not work. So Radha and Krishna simply, as we see in Sri Mandir, that will be the case. And that is why they will have darshan of Shaktivama and Rukmini or Lakshmi. So worshipping in Mandir of Radha and Krishna, it is sure not, it is not sure that we'll have Braj Bhava. So in the order of Rukmanjari, Rati Manjari, or Gurudev as a Manjari, Vishnu, remember the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, that our Goswami has described in Srimad Bhagavatam. When we do arti of Radha and Krishna, we should think something. Pastime. What pastime? In the morning, the pastimes of morning. In midday, the pastimes of midday. Being one of them, myself, and our Gurudev, one of them. Then our bhajan will be of that kind. Otherwise, simply by the bhakti.
Did the gopis ever offer arti for the mandaris? Would they offer arti to Radha and Krishna?
But you mean that what kind of arti they are doing? They have a pradeep,
lamp,
like key lamp.
What? Whoa? Like this?
Yeah.
Huh? Here, ghee will have to give. Ghee? Ghee is our heart's frame. And heart is pradeep. That cotton
wick.
This is bhav. What bhav? A special bhav. Every bhakta has a special bhav. That bhav. And resemblance with eyes. It will come through eyes. Gopis are worshipping by eyes, by the core of life. And Krishna takes it with his eyes. And again, he takes in his heart, Krishna and Radha. Gopis do archan like this, not as this and this. When Krishna comes, Yashoda Ma takes a pradeep, thal and everything and does like this. Gopiji is standing on the door and so that anyone cannot see them. And they are doing archan with their very lusty eyes to Krishna. And Krishna does not see that his mother is doing, but his eyes are where?
Corner.
So this is best archan and best arti. And we should see that arti through this arti. There. One thing he has told to be very careful, that whether some persons have or our acharyas has told that Radhika is Swakiya, not Parkiya. Parkiya is only Prakat Leela, not in our Prakat Leela, some has told. He has not mentioned the name, but I can mention who has done. Who has done? And the followers of Swami. He is telling that in any Rishi Pranit, Rishi means the books, he has been written by Rashik Vaishnav Acharya. like Narad, Vyas, Suka, Shankar, and father of Vyasdev, Parashara, they are Rasik Vaishnava. In Purans also, it has never been stated that Radhika is Swakiya of Krishna. So we should know that whether in Prakat Leela or Aprakat Leela, everywhere Radhika is Swakiya Bhav. Whether he is Swakiya, but yet Swakiya means Halabhu Shakti of Krishna. But yet he has always Bhav of Prakiya. Whether in Prakat Leela or Prakat Leela. So we should think and worship Radhika as a Prakriya Bhav. And we should serve her and we should Nikunja Juno Rati Keli Siddhi Ya Jali Bhir Yukti Rafiction. Chitting of householders, chitting of their husbands, father-in-law, mother-in-law, brothers and everyone getting. And 16 kinds of siksha we should know as a Parakriya Bhav of Radhika. We should be like also that if you will not be, then let serve Srimati Radhika in that way. If I grieved,
Deva Goswami, sometimes I've heard that he said like that because some of his disciples.
Certainly this, and we should reconcile this thing as that thing. He knew, and he has written for Subha Parakiya Bhava Bhakta that you should be think that she is Parakiya. But if a man has any doubt, then he has told strictly that you should follow that Shakya Bhava.
Radha Krishna Leela, sometimes we see that there is some Leela where Radha and Krishna are married.
So, in like this, that marriage is Parakriya, not Swakiya. This would be it. Okay? Like, when gopis wants to do majak with Krishna. Majak, you know? Cutting joke.
What is that horrible sound?
I think it is crow, only not cuckoo.
What was I telling?
You were saying that Leela,
cutting joke. Gopis are sitting. Krishna is also sitting. Lalita went behind Krishna and Srimati Radhika. And he took the ends of Radhika and Krishna.
Sari and dhoti cloth.
And closed and tied. Then Vishakha was uttering mantra and gopis were singing song like marriage. And they told Krishna that you should do like this. And all were very pleased by doing this. This is a joke in Parakriya. That like Brahma has done all. So it has two meanings. Inner meaning is Parakriya Pushti. And outer meaning is to close the books of Anadhikari. We will tell that and there is marriage here.
It's legitimate.
Both will be served.
Sometimes we see in this world, little children play about marriage.
Like pleasure only. Now he is telling one thing, and this is the last perhaps.
What is this next thing
that I am telling? A sadhak of Raganuga, having crossed the stage of Shabda, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhav, he has crossed. After Bhav, there is nothing to do in this world. Sadhana is completed here. The rays of only prema comes here. Now, this physical body cannot have the load, cannot contain the load of prema. So, after that, what happens? He is questioning. He should directly go to Golok Vrindavan, or from that time, what he does, where he lives. He is telling that someone tell that they should go to direct Vrindavan, Braja. But it is not the fact. There are something. Anyone tells that, but usually in Mani it has been told that after this stage they go to Vrindavan. But the fact is not clear. Whether in Prakat Praja or Aprakat. If they go directly to Golok Vrindavan, then there are some gavadi. There will arise some questions. That after that, snehe, prem, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav. And after bhav, then bhav, mahabhav, anyone can meet Krishna in Braj. Without Mahabhav, anyone cannot meet Radha and Krishna. There should be must Mahabhav. This is the qualification of gopis who will meet Krishna and Radha and serve Radha. If one can directly goes to Golok Vrindavan in Aprakat Prakash, then where he has received sneha to Mahabhav, they have not. So they cannot go directly there. Understand? In Sadhak Deh, in this practicing body, Sthai Bhav cannot come. What to say Mahabhav? Snehman Pranay. They will not come.
Sthai Bhav.
Sthai Bhav mani? You don't know?
No, I don't know. But it can't come when one
cannot come in apparently in this body. It will come when Asray, Alamban, Uddipan, Devichari and all bhavs will gather there. It becomes prem. No. So this body, physical body cannot tolerate. Only up to bhav, this body can tolerate. So, he is telling that if there is not told that aprakat braj or prakat braj, but they go there in braj, so we should think over it. And our acharya have done something in investigation upon this subject. He is telling that Gopi, from the womb of Gopi, will have to take birth. So we should go directly to Braja, Aprakat, and there we will have Gopi Janma there, birth there.
Braja Aprakat or Braja Prakat?
He is telling that if anyone tells,
he's taking one side.
That Aprakat Braj there. No. There is no Sadhan Bhumika there. So he cannot go and cannot have a birth from Gopi womb. So he rejects all two conditions. Now he is giving his own opinion that a sadhak having up to bhav avastha, yog maya, by the wishes of Krishna and Srimati Radhika, she takes him to a prakat lila. And prakat lila is anywhere in this world at any time. That is, in all time. In this world,
some universe,
it is always present. So, Jogmaya is the wishes of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Takes that lucky jeev to that world, that
Brahmanda,
and gives birth in the womb of a gopi. And from childhood, she had association of Nitya Siddha Gopis. Sometimes she sees Krishna. And he has agreed to meet Krishna. That is poor Bharat. She has so many scopes to death. From Prem to Mahabhava. And if there she is wedded and they have association of her husband, yet they have prem with Krishna. And if they have some child also, Jogmaya will not approve his association with Krishna and Gopis. So they should be wet, and from Virata they will wash everything. They will know that this is not my child, this husband is not child. And this bhav also goes on. And then they meet to Krishna. And those who have association of Nitya Siddha Gopis, they have up to Mahabhava and they meet Krishna there. And after that Prakat Leela, when it goes in Aprakat, they goes with all Parikas of Krishna there and serve always Krishna. So he is telling that, O Mahanuragi Vaishnav, Araganugabhat Vaishnav, don't be worried, don't be afraid. You should go on with your practices of Raganugabhajan. After this, the death, you will go there. Anywhere Krishna is there, he will attract you. Don't be worried. Always is Krishna waiting for you there. born practicing this Radha Kukha Bhajan. Because he is telling Krishna his prayer that, O Gokulananda, you are Lila Vilashi, always sink in ocean of Gopi Prem. You are a swan. Tarna? Swimming where?
On the lake, Krishna's pastimes.
Gopis. Gopi Prem. And you are tester of that Gopi Prem. You have no time yet, you are Sarvagya. You are Mugdha. And at the same time, by Achintya Shakti, you are Sarvagya also. So, listen my prayer. Don't be Mugdha. If you are Mugdha, you cannot hear. So I pray you that be Mugdha also and be Sarvagya also, that you can know our heart and my prayer. You are bee of Bhakti Manjari. Bhakti Manjari, you know? Bhakti is like a manjari. Srimati Radhika is any flower. And you are Madhukar. Madhukar means bee. So, I pray you and I did do pray that you should give me intelligence so that I may have a Braj Prem to you and Radhika both. So give me intelligence so that I can receive this Prem. If you are not giving, then I will tell that you are going outside of this promise. So you should keep your promise. O Brajendranandan, your feet are always in very pleasure and planning with the best of gopis. So, how I can got this service, serving you in this stage? You should give me that kind of buddhi yoga so that I can receive your wisdom. Now he is ending this book. He is telling that those who have an idea that Raganuga Bhakti is beyond any Shastra Vidhi. What is the meaning? Beyond the
Shastra
injunctions. Those who are telling this. And those who tell that those who have left every Raga, Shastra Vidhi. Shastra Vidhi means the
injunction.
They have left. They can enter in Raganuga Bhakti. It is not true. How? Yeah, I described it. They don't nothing. So, without Shastra, like Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Shastra, this has been written by Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, Narada, Narada Bhakti Sutra, all these things. If you don't follow all these things, then it will create troubles one. they have given here, that is low. So, we should not follow them. This Raganuga is so, to have this Raganuga Bhakti is so difficult for gods also, what to say? General persons, those who are so much qualified and they have the grace of Guru and Gauranga. For them, I have given this Chandrika the rays of moon of Rag. So that they may go, they search the way and they can go by that. If I am something given light and one have some light, then I will think that this my action, prayas, prayas means chesta,
endeavor,
is I am safal hua, safal means I am success in this, writing these books. Yes.
Moonlight is cool, Chandrika is cool, but this makes more hot.
He has told it. Now it is Sheetal, but afterward, when we have some realization, it will gradually become hot and hotter and hottest.
You have told that gradually one should know Gopi Bhav, one should know what is one's name, what is one's age, who are one's parents, where is one born, so many things. At what stage?
Up till then, we have dharya, dharya means patience. We should know that our that qualification has yet not come. And we have no dharya for this. Where adhikar is there and not, all will pass away and we cannot live patient.
Mentioned when you were reading that one will take when prem comes, it cannot be within this body. The body cannot dominate. So one must take birth in Krishna's prakatila, sampramanda. So before that time, one is meditating that my age is this, my name is like this.
There must be pure greed. And after coming that great call, God and Guru will arrange this. By arranging this, you have surely these things. And they will not arrive until they know all these things. So pure greed should come. Then there will be no question of quality that whether we are this stays or not. Krishna will arrange. But we should not do any kalpana. Kalpana means
imagination.
This is our Gaudiya Vaishnava. We should go on. Should know, right? Bring Radha and Radha. We will show that Srimati Radhika will. If he arranges for Gop Kumar and that Govardhan Brahman, why she will not arrange for us? Sure. he has sent his one of the associates to you to bring up to this stage. Why should not be arranged for that? What mercy you have come to bring you, that mercy should also, if you have very strong desire, must arrange for it. If anyone will not available, he will make in our heart like Chaitya Guru. We should have prayer and strong desire. This is in our custody. And after that, what he is to do, he will do. The next time we will see some strokes of Ramakrishna, it will be very helpful for these things. At this time, we can have this desire also, not more than this. And you come.
Some questions.